It was a little late for redemption now, but Sebaton slowed down anyway and urged Golak to move faster.
"Why are we running?"
Golak asked, trying to keep his voice from trembling.
"I thought this was an archaeological dig, only of interest to scholars, you said. Who could be after us?"
Sebaton tried to be reassuring.
"It would not help if I told you, but you have to keep running."
He looked over to Varte, who was getting further ahead and seemed distracted by his vox.
"How much further to the ship?"
Sebaton asked, though he knew the answer to that. Varte didn't answer straight away. Something was distracting him. Sebaton grew insistent.
"Varte, the ship!"
And was close to abandoning these men and this pretense to strike for the vessel on his own when Varte answered.
"Can't reach to Ugin on the vox," he said.
"Meaning?"
Although Sebaton already knew the answer to that as well.
"Either something is baffling the signal, or he's dead."
"Oh, figging hell,"
Golak murmured, stumbling. Sebaton caught his elbow and righted him so he didn't fall. Varte dropped back, less sure of pushing ahead so aggressively now Duugan was off vox.
"Those landers you saw in the sky," he asked Sebaton. "Is this them? Are they looking for that thing too?"
He nodded to the cloth-wrapped bundle under Sebaton's left arm.
"Not sure."
That was a lie, but as he didn't know who the ones in the landers were or what they wanted, there seemed no point in saying anything further.
"Who are they, Sebaton? Duugan said they were massive, armoured to the gunwales. Are we running from what I think we're running from?"
Sebaton didn't see the point in lying further. These men in his service had earned some truth.
"They're Legiones Astartes."
Varte ruefully shook his head.
"Figging space marines, you whore son. How long have you known?"
"Ever since we arrived. It was a possibility they would follow after us."
"A possibility? What the hell is that supposed to mean?"
Sebaton was genuinely contrite.
"I'm sorry, Varte. You don't deserve this."
"I should shoot you in the leg right now. Leave you and that."
He gestured to the cloth bundle again. "Make my getaway with Trio and Golak."
"It won't help."
"It'll make me feel better, you fegging twist."
He calmed down, compartmentalizing his fear to a place where it couldn't inhibit his ability to survive.
"That thing you're carrying, it's important, isn't it?"
Sebaton nodded.
"More than you know, and more than I could ever tell you."
"Who are you, Sebaton? I mean, really?"
Sebaton shook his head, his rueful expression saying more about his troubled mind than any words ever could.
"Truthfully, Varte, I don't know any more."
The ex-Lucifer sucked his teeth, having reached an important decision. He stopped running. Sebaton slowed in turn, and the others caught up.
"Time to catch a breath, Golak," he told the man,
who seemed both glad and alarmed that they didn't have to run any more. He sat down.
"Are we safe?"
he asked in a breathless wheeze, glancing nervously over his shoulder.
"We've lost them."
Varte lied, the truth of what he was really doing showing in his eyes, and the slight, almost imperceptible shake of the head to Trio that Golak would never see. He turned to Sebaton.
"You go on ahead. Switch with Duugan."
Sebaton nodded and felt his admiration and respect for the ex-Lucifer grow, while his own self-loathing redoubled.
"I think the army misses you greatly."
"Oh, I doubt that. Just another pair of boots."
They didn't shake hands, nothing so trite as that, but a look passed between them, and in it Sebaton found some hope that he could be a better man than he was. Perhaps he could be more than a weapon.
"He's going?"
asked Golak, getting agitated again.
"Where? He's no soldier. Why is he going? I want to go with him."
He got to his feet. Golak was exhausted and would only slow Sebaton down. Like an airship struggling for loft, Sebaton needed to drop some ballast. Only in this case, it was the men he had hired. Holding Gorlak by the shoulders, Sebaton spoke clearly and calmly.
Stay here with Varte. He'll keep you safe.
A sort of blankness came over Golak's face, and he nodded once before sitting back down. Varte didn't look surprised. Sebaton guessed the ex-Lucifer had suspected he was a psyker for a while.
You need to go, he said.
Trio was already breaking out a pair of heavy-caliber cannons from a case he'd been hauling all the way from the dig site. With the exception of the servitors that they had since abandoned, it was about all they did take with them. Sebaton counted 3 weapons in total. Duugan wouldn't need his.
You want one? Varte asked. Might come in handy.
It wouldn't. Not against them. Keep it. It'll only slow me down.
Is it worth it? Varte asked. What we took from the hole?
Worth all of mankind. Sebaton ran.